Okay, good evening, everybody. We're in the middle of Siman Shin Samach Gimel Se'if of Chavav, which we started last night. So last night we did page 444. Tonight is Reish Chav Gimel Amen Aleph, and we are at the top of Reish Chav Gimel Amen Aleph, again in the middle of Siv Chavav, and we're talking about the different ways to be Mesakin a Mavui and how that differs from a Chatzer. So on the top line, Avalimenu Gavo Asara, let's say the Mavui is not 10 Tfachim high, V'chokik Bo Lashlim Al Asara, so you dig into the ground in order to lower the ground level to make it 10 Tfachim high. Tzaruch Lachok then it's not enough to just dig into the ground right underneath where the korah is. You need to dig into the ground for a span of 4 amos across the 4 amos deep into the mavoi, across the entire width of the mavoi, and only that is going to work. Let's see the Mishnah Brura Sivkatan Tzadites. And even though we said that when it's more than 20 amos off the ground and you're elevating the ground, you could just elevate it on the tefach that's directly underneath the korah. Shiny hacha, this is different to pachs me'asar tefachim lo mikri dovin klal, because anything that's less than 10 tefachim, it's simply not called a wall. V'tzarech l'shav yadovin, and you need to make it a wall. L'kach tzarech davk k'shir meshach ha-mavi du arba amos, and therefore it has to run across the length of a mavi, which is 4 amos. Kanal b'reish asif, meaning when it comes to something that's more than 20 amos off the ground, it's a wall. Everything is there. It's just that you don't have enough of a hecker. It's not recognizable enough, so you elevate the ground a little bit right underneath it, and it becomes recognizable. But when you're dealing with something that's within 10 tefachim of the ground, you don't have walls, so therefore you need to make it across the span of 4 amos. Over there, it's a wall. It's just higher than 20 amos. And therefore, a tefach of elevation is enough across the length, corresponding to the length of the korah. To the width of the korah, rather. And let's say you dig into the ground less than 4 amos across the mavi. Then you have to do the tikkunim that would take to be mesakin a chatzer, and not rely on the tikkun that we allow for a mavoi of a korah. And then kuf alef al pnei kol rachbo, and it has to run across the whole width of the, meaning this digging into the ground, not only has to go 4 amos deep into the mavoi, it has to run across the whole width of the mavoi. Because if there's a gap between the chakika and the ksalim and the walls, then the walls are not mitzaref to that chakika. It's as if there are no walls of the mavoi. But if there is a gap between the chakika and the ksalim that's less than 3 tefachim, that could work, because less than 3 tefachim is lavud, so it's as if the wall goes straight down to the bottom of that chakika, even though there is a little bit of a gap where the chakika does not exist, but it's less than 3 tefachim. Back in the second line of the Shulchan Aruch, ein mavoi niter belechi okora ad shiu psuchim l'tocho shnei chatzeros. A mavoi is only going to be become mutter to carry in by means of a lechi or a korah if you have two chatzeros opened up into the mavoi, ulekol chatzer shnei batim, and each of those chatzeros have to have two homes in them. Vafilu kol chatzeros psucha zulazu, and that works even if the chatzeros open up into one another. V'yesh cholkim b'zeh, but some argue about that detail, that if the chatzeros open up into one another, maybe that's not good enough, and that would not count as two chatzeros with two batim each. So not only do you need that, and each of the openings, each of the entrance ways, have to be at least 4 tefachim wide. And of each of these batim that we're talking about, you need people who eat in each of those homes, because the place where you eat is what we look at in terms of what is a residence. Even if one of the homes in the chatzar belongs to a father and the other one to a son, even though the son is being supported by the father, as long as the son has his own dining room and he eats in his own dining room, even if the food is supplied by the father, that's perfectly fine. That's considered like shnei diurim, and therefore this would be a mavoi that you would be allowed to be matir with a lechi or a korah. And even if one side is a non-Jew and one side is a Jew, it's going to work as well. In addition, addition, another characteristic of a mavui is that it needs to be longer than it is wide. And if it's missing any of these characteristics, namely, it's missing the characteristic of having two chatzeros, or two batim in each of the chatzeros, or a pesach that's four, all the pesachim being four tvachim wide, or being arko yosol rachbo, then the only way it's going to become mutter is if you have the ways that you're matir a chatzer and not the ways that you are matir typically a mavui. Says the Mishnah Brura, shnei chatzeros. Hatam b'zeh. Why do you need shnei chatzeros? Mishum dahadi hi tiru b'mavui b'lechi v'korah machmas tiyesh b'ribidurin. The fact that we allow a mavui by using just a lechi or a korah is because there are ribui diurin. There are so many people that live there. V'mishtam shembo batznei kol kach. So it's not really an area that's used for private matters because it's such a public type of area. L'fichach sagi b'tikun kazeh. And that's why we allow getting away with such a simple tikkun of a korah or a lechi. Masha'in kein b'chatzer, but in a chatzer shein matzui diurin kol kach, which is a much more private area. Mishtam shembo batznei tvei. People will do much more private things there. L'kach tzor hechsher tvei. And therefore it's going to need a stronger reminder, a stronger hechsher. Shnei pasin or pasar ba'at tvachim, either two boards or one board that's four tvachim wide. L'kach hachinami b'mavi shein bo shnei chatzeros p'suchin diurin muatin v'osim batash mishayaseh v'lechein lo sagi b'lechi v'korah. And that's why a mavui that's not populated enough takes on the status of a chatzer, because if it's not populated enough, it is a private area, and therefore it's not going to be good enough to have just a lechi or a korah. But then the Rama quoted two deos, if there are kol chatzeros or psucha zuluzu, whether they still count as multiple chatzeros. So he said, v'yesh cholkin, t'kibin d'yicholin la'ariv yachad derech ha-psachim, nechshem chatzerachas. Maybe since the chatzeros open up into one another, they're considered a single chatzer. V'adin b'batim ha-psuchim zel-lezeh. And the same is true if the homes open up into one another, they're considered one home. V'kaz v'acharim d'kibin shu milsa drabanan aktinu l'kula. However, since this is a matter on a drabanan level, we are makel that is good enough. V'ochel b'beisa la'afukim derech ha-chilasa b'beisa av. We said that even if the son is taking food from the father's house, as long as he's eating it in his own house, that's perfectly fine. But if he's eating it in the father's house, then that's not considered a separate home. Shei arko, we said the mavui has to be longer than it is wide. Shekein derech mavui lios, because that's the natural format of a mavui. Yasser al rachba afilu mashu. It doesn't need to be twice as long as the width. It's just a mashu longer than the width. Va'arko mikri derech nisas al mavui. The length is defined as you walk into the mavui. Masha'enu derech nisas al mikri rochav. Whatever is not the way you would walk as you're walking in, that would be considered the width. Meaning when you're walking in, your right to your left is the width. Straight ahead is the length. If it were a square, it would be like a chatzer, as we'll explain later. If you're missing any of these characteristics, which characteristics? It's going on everything we said from the second line of Shulchan Aruch on this page. And also, if it were less than four amos in length, then a lechi or koru would not work. It would have a din of a chatzer. And you would need that which you are matir a chatzer with. If you have a tzuras pesach, that works for everything. That works even if the opening is more than 10 amos wide. It would work with the tzuras pesach. Now says the Rama, v'yesh omrim to noagin idna, and this is very relevant, that nowadays we're knowing l'sakin kolim v'os b'tzuras pesach. We don't start making chashbonos. Is this a chatzer? Is it a mavoi? Can you get away with a lechi or kar? We always use the tzuras pesach. The kolim v'os shalanu yesh lam din chatzeros. Every mavoi nowadays has a din of a chatzer. Says the Mishnah Brura, kolim v'os bein sas mitzarecha, bein mefulish mitzayis stadim, bein rachav es ramos, bein yosem es ramos. Whether it's closed on one side, whether it's open on both, through and through on two sides, or whether it's wide, 10 amos wide, or less than 10, or more than 10 amos wide. It doesn't matter. We always use the Surah Sapesach. The Kol HaMavuah Shalanu, Hainu, Mishum de Mavuah, Seinu, Ein Batim Chatzeros, Pesuch HaSatocho. Our Mavuahs don't have homes, and Chatzeros open up into them. L'chein, Ein Nita B'lach V'Korah, K'din Hatar Mavui. So it doesn't have the normal Heterim that a Mavui would, with a Lechi or a Korah. V'yavta B'chatzer Sagi B'shnei, L'chayai M'shnei, Tzadim B'lo Surah Sapesach. But wait just a second, says the Mishnah Brura. Even if you want to consider it a Chatzer, you don't need a Surah Sapesach for a Chatzer either. You could just have two lechis, and that works for chatzer. But since sometimes the mavli is open on both ends, vaz bevadai tzarich lachmir bo sheitzarich tzuris haPesach, and in such a case you would definitely need a tzuris haPesach. Havein batim chaseres pesuchos l'tocho, even if there were no homes open up and chaseres open up into it, machmas shabarosh haPesuach l'Rosh Hashanah l'Karmelis, because on the other end it opens right into Rosh Hashanah or Karmelis, o shelafamim rachav yosem aser, or because sometimes it's more than 10 amos wide, the bezafilu bechaseres tzarich midin tzuris haPesach and al besif beis, because when it's more than 10 amos wide, even in a chaser, you're going to need a tzuris haPesach. L'chein in higutam and lasa tzuris haPesach. That's why the minhag became that we always make a tzuris haPesach. V'nei l'tzad hasheni shel mavui yemein rachav yosem aser amos. On the other side of the mavui, if it is less than 10 amos wide, yesh deos ben achronim. That there's already machlokas achronim. D'das harbe mehem d'sham sagi al kolpanim b'shnei l'chayay mishnei atzadim v'lo bayi tzuris haPesach. Maybe on one side you need a tzuris haPesach. On the other side, if it's less than 10 amos, maybe just two lechis are good enough without a tzuris haPesach. The taimam, and the reason to say that is the miman of shuch. Im dino k'mavui mefulash, if you're going to say that our mavui that's open on two sides has a din of a mavui mefulash, halo gambo k'aymelon the kaman b'simshin samgadal dein tzarek tzuris haPesach rak mitzad echad b'tzad sheni sagi b'lechi echad okora. Well, the halach of a mavui mefulash is that you need a tzuris haPesach on one side and a lechi or a kora on the other side. So if you make a tzuris haPesach on one side and you put two lechis on the other side, that's for sure okay. V'im dino k'chatzer kanal, and if you want a taina that it has a din of a chatzer, halal kol panim tay b'shnei l'chayim. Everyone holds that a chatzer can have two lechis, so man of shuch, you're okay. You're not going to need a tzuris haPesach on both ends. V'yesh me'achronim shemitzad din, but other achronim say dimitzad a minig yesh lasos b'kol tzad tzuris haPesach. That our minig is we always make a tzuris haPesach on all the openings. U'bevaday tzarich l'chadchil lizar b'zeh. We should be careful about that. Ach b'mekom adchak shenifzak hachevel shal gabi l'chayim b'shabes o'kol ki agavna. But if you have a shas adchak where you had a tzuris haPesach, but the string came down, so now you're left with two lechis near the yeshus machalim lahakalech shein rachav yosem yasser amos after parts mimiluo. Then we can rely on the shita that is mekil that says, look, if it's wide open on two sides and one side has a tzuris haPesach, the other side can get away with just two lechis as long as it's less than 10 amos wide. V'inei b'mavuah shalanu aneskarim le'el shein batim chaseres p'such satocho. Our mavuah said, don't have homes and chaseres open up into it. Imu mavoi akom, if it is a bent mavoi, yesh deos ben achronim tzarech lasos tikun bak mimuso kedina mavor l'kaman b'simshin samach dalid siv gimel. There are opinions whether you need to make another tikun at the bend. Ti yesh lomar kivin de mekra din yesh l'din chatzer ein tzarech shum tikun v'day b'mashal sa tikun b'shnei roshav. Some say, well, if you're treating it like a chatzer, you don't need to make a tikun at the bend because you're covering both ends. V'yesh machmirin b'zeh, but there are those that are machmir about this. V'aminig lahakal, the minig is to be mekel. V'da'od, and another point. T'adim avor d'bay yorah shalonu tzarek tzuris haPesach. That which we say that in our cities, we always need a tzuris haPesach. Hainu, by yorah shein mukafas choma. That's talking about cities that are not surrounded by a wall, or shein mukafas choma v'achoma nifrasal v'shasram al-karmelis, piyosim yasramos. Or if it is surrounded by a wall, there's a massive breach in the wall, more than 10 amos, that opens right up into a karmelis, or a shasarabim. Aval, kishem mukaf choma v'achoma lo nifritza. But if the city is surrounded by a wall, and that wall is not breached, rak shatzarich l'sakin l'chalik bin makam shayudim darm sham bin makam shavde gulun darm sham k'deish lo yashal yudim l'taltal, and all you really need is to divide the Jewish neighborhood from the non-Jewish neighborhood in the city so that the non-Jews would not aser on the Jews to be metaltal, ein tzarich l'asal sham tzuris haPesach. That does not require tzuris haPesach. Rak dai b'pas rachav arba tvach ma shnei pasun shal shnei mashuhiyin. That's good enough to have a four tefach board or a board or two mashu lechis that are a mashu. If it's totally open and it's less than 10 amos wide in the area where you want to make the tikkun, because a city that's fully surrounded by an unbreached wall has a mamish a full din of a chatzer. And if you didn't make any tikkun between the Jews and the non-Jews, it also has a din like a chatzer. Where you'd be allowed to be metaltel the kelim that started Shabbos in the chatzer, just not from the chatzer to the bayis, nor from the bayis into the chatzer. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that when you're lowering the ground to make a ten tefachim deep, they have to lower the ground four amos into the chatzer, and it's got to be across the full width of the mavoi. Rather, it's got to be across the full width of the mavoi, or at least up until less than three tefachim away from the walls. And then we went through a whole bunch of qualifications that you have to have in order for something to qualify as a mavui and allow you to get away with just a lechi or a korah. It's got to be more long than it is wide. It needs to have two chatzeros and two batim in each of those chatzeros. And we qualified what counts as a bias. It's got to be places where separate people, separate families eat. And only then is it considered a mavui. Otherwise, it's a chatzer and needs the tikkunim that a chatzer would normally need. And then we said, but nowadays, our minig anyway is that we always use a tzuras ha-pesach on all of our mavuos because we're choshesh that our mavuos are really chatzeros. Aye, chatzeros don't really need a tzuras ha-pesach. Okay, that's true, but we're machmir to always do a tzuras ha-pesach. But perhaps if the, then we had a long discussion if it's a mavui mefulash, if it's open on both ends and you make a tzuras ha-pesach on one end, so it's a machlokas, do you also need a tzuras ha-pesach on the other end, or is it good enough to just have two lechis on the other end? And we try to be machmir, but b'diavad, we can be mekel. And then we said that if a city is surrounded by a wall, if that wall has a massive breach in it, so then it would require a tzuras ha-pesach. But if the wall is fully enclosed without a breach, so then it really has a din of a chatzer and not a din of a mavoy, and you don't really need a full tzuras ha-pesach. You could just have a pasar ba'atzvachim or shnei pasin of shnei ma'ashahuyin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in this Ramah with Va'minik HaPashat Medina Seilu on the bottom of Reish Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.